It keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you get the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hey, it's B-Dub, and if you ride a motorcycle, I've got a reminder for you. Smooth rides start with smart choices. Even one drink can turn your ride into a crash waiting to happen. Alcohol affects both your reaction time and your judgment. Don't risk it. Remember, it's not just about getting a DUI. It's about protecting your life and the lives of others you care about on the road. If you've been drinking, don't roll the throttle. Ride sober or get pulled over. Let's keep the thrill of the ride alive and safe. Ride sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. An investigation continues into the deadly incident at a Delta maintenance shop at Atlanta's airport today. 2 workers were killed, another injured.
Delta Airlines, we're told, is doing its own internal investigation to understand what happened when a tire and its components, like a rim on a car wheel, were being worked on. Something happened and 2 Delta employees in the tire and brake shop were killed. Another was seriously injured. Delta says it was an accident and they're trying to better understand it.
ABC's Alex Stone, a spokesperson for Georgia's Secretary of State, announcing that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will not appear on the Georgia ballot, saying he did not meet the qualifications. The independent candidate, though, suspended his campaign last week and endorsed Donald Trump. Once powerful Los Angeles attorney Tom Girardi was found guilty on 4 counts of wire fraud for stealing from his injured clients and spending that money on his lavish lifestyle. The 85-year-old now suffering from dementia. This is ABC News. Facebook's founder coming clean about the government pressure he says his company was under to censor content. ABC News' Stephen Portnoy has more.
In a letter to the House Judiciary Committee, Meta CEO and Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg says it's true. His company did suppress links to stories about Hunter Biden's laptop. Zuckerberg says his firm, quote, temporarily demoted the New York Post's reporting after the FBI warned Meta about a potential Russian disinformation effort. Zuckerberg adds, it's since been made clear that the reporting was not Russian disinformation, and in retrospect, we shouldn't have demoted the story.
Zuckerberg went on to say Meta has changed its policies and processes to ensure it doesn't happen again. British rock phenomenon Oasis announcing they will be hitting the road after a 15-year hiatus, playing a set of shows in the UK next summer. Brothers Liam and Noel Gallagher had a public falling out that led to the band's initial breakup in 2009. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a notebook for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Might I suggest 2 carts?
Save big on back-to-school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and 2-pocket poly folders are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/31, in-store only, limit 10, while supplies last.
Summer's just getting started, so fill your cooler with the smooth and refreshing taste of Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. It tastes like real iced tea because it's made with real brewed tea. And with a 5% kick of alcohol, Twisted Tea is perfect for the beach, the lake, or wherever you're hanging out and day drinking with your friends. Look for the bright yellow cans. Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Keep it twisted.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayler. Both members of the Republican presidential ticket will be back in Wisconsin this week.
Vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance is set to speak Wednesday in De Pere. It will be his 4th visit to the key battleground state in August alone. Vance is expected to talk about the economy, inflation, and energy. Vance's previous stops include Kenosha last week. On the same day, Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris held a rally in Milwaukee. In his first trip to Wisconsin since the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, former President Donald Trump has scheduled a town hall in downtown La Crosse on Thursday. Shaw Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Nine juveniles from the Reedsburg area are accused of harassing members of the Amish community. They've been cited for disorderly conduct following an investigation by the Sauk County Sheriff's Office. Deputies made contact with the suspect vehicle while conducting extra patrols in the rural Reedsburg area earlier this month due to multiple reports of harassment of members of the Amish community. No information on what specifically the juveniles did has been released, but Sheriff Chip Meister confirms it's related to the Reedsburg Area High School football team. The team's first two games of the season were canceled due to conduct by some players. The Northwoods community is asking for state and federal help to negotiate road access with tribal officials.
WXPR reports the town of Lac des Flambeaux and the tribe of Lac des Flambeaux have been in discussions for over a year after the tribe cut off public access to roads on their reservation that lead to private homes. Tribal leaders have demanded the town pay easements that have been neglected for over a decade. The town held a meeting last week with elected officials while it tries to broker a $1.8 million deal with the tribe that would secure easements for 50 years. The tribe is asking for $10 million. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Real Country 1430 WRDN reminds you to shop our area businesses in the listening area first. From Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, Ellsworth, Alma, and everywhere in between, find the products and services you need all at affordable prices. You know, these local businesses offer personal service you just don't get at box stores. Shopping locally first not only supports our friends and neighbors, but also supports you. Our local businesses contribute to many school and civic organizations. They provide jobs and they help strengthen our economies. Shop locally first. This reminder from Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Rounds of showers and thunderstorms will continue to roll through the area today, with some of them potentially on the strong to severe side of things, bringing possible hail, high winds, and heavy downpours. Otherwise, today, we'll still see spots of sunshine with highs in the low 80s. Still owe the IRS? Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. It's 77 degrees at our studios.
And thank you for joining us here today for AOA, Agriculture of America, as we are broadcasting live at day number one of the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa. Great to have you along with us here for our coverage this week of the Farm Progress Show. I'm your host, Jesse Allen. Coming up here today, we're spending time with our friends at AGI in booth 1034. Lot 1034 is where we are at here today. Really excited. We're going to be talking about a lot of their different grain handling equipment, a lot of their new technology and more that they have available for farmers and ranchers and things they have on display here during the Farm Progress Show. So we're going to be talking about all that coming up here throughout our program today. Also, we're going to be sitting down with the brand new executive director for Farm Rescue. Nate Clark is going to join us coming up here in segment two of today's AOA. And we'll learn more about the mission of Farm Rescue and much more. So looking forward to all of that coming up here today on the program. Let's jump right in and let's talk with our friends at AGI. Joining us now, he is territory sales manager with a specialty in the portable grain handling side. Kevin Primmer is with us here today on AOA. Kevin.
Morning.
Great to see you. Thanks for being with us. Hope
you're
doing
welcome.
Well.
Thanks for being here.
Braving the heat yesterday, maybe a little more heat today, it sounds like, but then it sounds like it'll cool off a little bit for us here for the rest of the week, which is a good thing, right,
yeah,
Kevin?
It was brutal yesterday, setting up, giving final preparations done, but it's nice now so
yeah.
far.
And then that's what counts, and we even got a rain shower that passed
we
through
did.
A little
that
bit.
That was earlier. Nice. Settled the dust a little bit.
Settled the dust to cool things off. All right, let's talk about portable grain handling trends. What do farmers want? I mean, what's the big thing that they're asking for from AGI right now? Let's start there.
More efficiency is the thing we hear the most. How do I make my operation faster? How do I unload my trucks faster? It's not good to have combines sitting at the end of the field waiting for the trucks to get unloaded. So that's the number one challenge we have as a manufacturer, is to make it faster and more efficient for farmers.
Well, and I can imagine with how fast we are going these days, having that portability and having things, you know, be right there when they need it. That's so crucial, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And you know, you also don't want breakdowns. So, you know, we manufacture grain augers and belt conveyors, and they're not the most expensive piece of equipment on the farm, but they can really delay the harvest if they break down. So that's one of the things too we're stressing, is just to get, you know, make sure you get those pre-harvest checks done so that that equipment's ready to go by the time you're ready to start that combine.
Now, thinking about this, there's been a lot of talk about the ag economy environment. I know that's a concern for a lot of farmers. So with a tighter farm economy, what are some of the things that farmers are really emphasizing this year? What can they see at the show? What do you expect to hear from folks here over the next several days?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, they want more efficiency. So what we're offering solutions for is, you know, with the tight economy this year, they may not be ready to buy new, but there are bigger, better machines on that are used at some dealers, but also just to see what's out there so that when you're ready to purchase, you can picture it in your mind what you're going to do next mm-hmm. time you purchase. But there's also ways, you know, we offer accessories and things like that to make your harvest more efficient too, that can be added on to your current operation right now.
Talk about some of those accessories. I'm glad you brought that up. What are some of the hot trends right now when it comes to grain handling equipment on the accessory side?
Sure. So some of our most common accessories on swing hopper augers, we offer hydraulic and electric power swings, which will swing the hopper under your truck. And you can do this right from the seat of your truck. So you pull in your truck, you swing the hopper under it, and it saves you two trips in and out of your truck. That's a real common attachment. On display here at the show, we have an extend hopper, is what it's called, and it's an all hydraulic telescoping auger hopper that you can just drive under your hopper on your truck to unload. That's a new. We're demonstrating that here today, so that you can, if you are here, you can see that in operation. We also offer some drive over systems that you can get to speed up your operation as well, so you don't have to swing a hopper if you don't want to. You can just drive your truck over and dump into an existing auger.
We are talking with Kevin Primmer, AGI Territory Sales Manager here on AOA today at the Farm Progress Show. Harvest right around the corner. We should talk about that here for a couple of minutes. And I think about this, that pre-harvest health check, so to speak, before you get super, super busy and get rolling a million miles an hour. What are some things that people need to think about here ahead of harvest, Kevin?
Yeah. So, first of all, you know, make sure that you're checking your equipment before you need it. Don't pull it up and expect to use it the first day without checking it over. Probably number one for us is safety. You know, make sure all your safety cages are in place, PTO shields are in place. AGI does offer free of charge new safety cages if you need them. If you say you bought an auger at an auction or whatever and had some broken mesh intake safety cages, those are free of charge from us because we do want you to stay safe. But, you know, general maintenance, checking the gearbox levels, checking your flighting. If it's worn, it can damage your grain and it decreases your efficiency. You know, check the bearings and, you know, just different thing, you know, the tires, make sure they're all inflated bearings. If you're pulling your auger to different locations, you know, it's just knicky-knack stuff that you don't want to have break while you're in the heat of harvest that can be prevented if you just do a pre-season check.
Very, very true. Very, very true. A lot of things to think about here. As we kind of wrap up here, we got about 2 minutes. Any other final thoughts in terms of the portable grain handling stuff that you guys have here on display or in the lineup or anything else that we haven't mentioned here, Kevin?
Yeah, we do have several new products on display. In 2023, we introduced our new Series 2 swing hopper augers that are more efficient, require less horsepower. We'd like to show you those. We do have a new, brand new lineup of belt conveyors, the Series 4 belt conveyors that we're showing here. We show drive over systems here, and all kinds of, you know, dryers and grain handling equipment that's on display here. A lot to see.
Definitely. Well, and if folks can't make it here for the show for 3 days, I'm sure contacting their local AGI dealer online, a lot of great ways to get in touch and learn more, right, Kevin?
Yeah, you can go to aggrowth.com and it'll take you to, you can find your dealer. You can call a dealer and they can, if you have a specific question, you know, just have them contact one of their territory sales managers. We do have a very experienced crew of territory sales managers that have been through a lot. So any questions, just ask your dealer and they can get in touch with us and we can answer about anything.
Fantastic. Kevin Primmer, portable grain handling, specialty in portable grain handling. He's an AGI territory sales manager. Kevin, thanks for joining us here on AOA today. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right, coming up next here on AOA, we will continue for the Farm Progress Show. We're going to talk with the new executive director of Farm Rescue. Nate Clark will be with us next here on AOA. Join us every Tuesday for Around the Table, brought to you by CHS, as we examine how the modern cooperative system solves today's biggest challenges. We'll be talking to CHS experts and farmers and ranchers just like you, and we'll learn how cooperatives apply innovation and technology to help co-op owners get more value every day. Join us Around the Table every Tuesday, or visit cooperativeownership.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Leanne Womack. I fell in love with country music as a child listening to my dad spin records at a radio station. I always dreamed of hearing my own songs on the radio. I set a goal and achieved it. You can do anything if you set your mind to it. Never let anyone tell you it's impossible. So if you have the chance to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344. 800-880-1344.
Auto accident. Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And as we continue here on AOA, back with you from the Farm Progress Show, day number one of the show here. We're with AGI in lot 1034, the Red Sentinel building. They have a great setup here on the showgrounds, a lot of their grain handling equipment and more. And we're going to talk more with the folks at AGI coming up here in just a little bit. Right now, though, we want to turn our attention to Farm Rescue and the mission that Farm Rescue has. I think about harvest season coming up and just general safety around the farm and ranch. And so joining us now, he was recently named the executive director for Farm Rescue. Nate Clark is with us. Nate, good to meet you. Good to have you here with us. Thanks for being here. How are you, Nate?
I'm great, and it's amazing to be here at the Farm Progress Show. While Farm Rescue has been here several years, this is the first time that we've had our own exhibition space, thanks to the generosity of the Farm Progress Show itself.
And that is awesome that you guys have that here. I saw that news, and I'm glad you mentioned that, just because I think the things that you guys do and are continuing to do are so awesome for folks in need. So give, just for background, I know plenty of folks are familiar with Farm Rescue, but sure, for those who are listening who are not, give us a little background on Farm Rescue.
Yeah, so Farm Rescue is a one-of-a-kind nonprofit organization, and what we do is we bring wonderful volunteers, we bring machines, and we bring compassion to farm families that have experienced a crisis like an injury, an illness, or a natural disaster. And what we do is we make sure that these farms can operate. So we provide typically planting, haying, or harvesting service, and we do some other things to help families in distress.
Well, and that's, I think about this, and I've seen the stories time and time again of someone who, an unexpected passing in the family, or someone was critically injured, and then it's all of a sudden you see 6, 7, 8, 9 combines and the farm rescue team out there taking care of harvest or planting season or whatever the case is. And it's really, I mean, talk about the feeling that you get and that other folks involved in Farm Rescue get behind that when you go out to help someone, because I think it's truly fascinating.
Yeah, one of the things that we've found is that there's enormous generosity within rural communities, within farming communities. And there is this impulse, this desire to give back when neighbors are struggling. One of the challenges we face, however, is that oftentimes these same farmers who are some of the most generous people, they're often the most reluctant to ask for help. There is a stigma about asking for help during a time of crisis. We see that time and time again. So when we can provide volunteers, provide folks who have experience in farming and bring them to farmers and say, hey, we're here to work with you. Our job is to provide services that are as good, if not a little better, than the services you might be able to provide yourself, magic happens. One of the things that is really the source of why Farm Rescue was founded in 2005 was our founder, Bill Gross. His family went through the tragedy of losing a family farm during the farm crisis. And years after he had left the farm, that memory, that trauma had stuck with him. And so one day, he's a pilot for UPS. He was flying and he turned to his co-pilot and said, you know, one of these days I want to go back. I want to buy a tractor and want to drive around to help farm families who've experienced a crisis. And that co-pilot said to him, well, why don't you do it now? And he did. And informed by his own experience, he's created this organization that has grown from North Dakota now to 9 states. And we served over 1,100 farm families.
And I know just recently, Wisconsin was named as the 9th state that you guys offer services in, and it's a lot of states throughout the upper Midwest, correct?
Yes, that's exactly right. So it's North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, Iowa, Illinois, Kansas, Nebraska, and most recently, Wisconsin.
Now, talk about folks. I know this happens too. A lot of times when they're in need, they're maybe not apt to reach out and ask for that need.
Yes.
You know, we know just how proud people are in rural America. Talk about, you know, how do folks, if someone's in need, how do they get help from Farm Rescue? Is it typically someone else reaching out on their behalf? How do people how can we get involved and get people the help they need?
You bet. So in our experience, we find that one of the most important sources of help is a loved one or a neighbor. We have a website, farmrescue.org, where people can reach out and get phone numbers and have applications for support. But the most important thing is a loved one. We often find a spouse or a partner or a neighbor who knows that a farm family has gone through a crisis. And they reach out to us, and then we do our best through our field teams, who are themselves farmers, to reach out to the loved ones or the families directly to offer our support.
We're talking with Nate Clark, the executive director for Farm Rescue, here today on AOA. I think about this, too, with you guys being a nonprofit. You have a lot of great partnerships that have come about here in recent years. A lot of help from folks in the ag community, even outside the ag community, because I noticed you're wearing the Farm Rescue Bush Light hat, and yeah. I know a lot of people have maybe been familiar with seeing the Farm Rescue logo on a beer can, you know? And so exactly. You guys have a lot of great partnerships. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we've been very lucky to earn some special brand partnerships. You mentioned Anheuser-Busch and Busch Light. They have been one of our financial supporters. And one of the things that we're introducing at the show this year is this co-branded, one-of-a-kind Farm Rescue Busch Light hat that we're offering to donors who commit to donating $10 per month to Farm Rescue. But here at Farm Progress, it's really a who's who of our best supporters. I mean, our friends at Wiffles Hybrids, we couldn't have a better supporter in terms of not only financial support, but using their network to advocate and find cases for us, and then even find volunteers. We have other great sponsors and partners like Nutrien. They've been one of our most generous sponsors over the last few years. The team at John Deere, of course, Titan Tires, and so many others.
Well, and I think about those partnerships, too. And I know, you know, you mentioned other folks who they want to commit, you know, $10 a month or whatever the case is. But that's part of what it takes is that element of financial support to make sure you guys can continue to do the things that you do to help people in need. I think that's very important to just make sure to reiterate, you know, this isn't done for free. I mean, it is, but, you know, there's things yes. on the back end that kind of have to. That support has to be there to make this go and make the wheels turn on the bus, so to speak.
Yeah, Jesse, I'm really glad you brought that up, because the same, I think, anxiety about the farm economy, mm-hmm. that is actually hitting many of our donors. Yeah. And so we've seen a fairly dramatic decline in donations as people are thinking about their own homes and their own businesses. And the work that we do, it couldn't happen without the generosity of donors. It costs a lot of money to bring volunteers and equipment and neighborliness to people throughout the Midwest. So one of the things that we always urge is to come visit our website, farmrescue.org. Come visit us at the booth to learn a little bit more about the work that we do. One of the things that I have found in being a new executive director to Farm Rescue is that everything that everyone said about how special Farm Rescue is entirely true. When we rescue a farm or support a farm or ranch family, it will save that farm and its economic and social viability for that year, but then for generations to come. We think we're a great investment, and then we also make sure that every dollar that's donated to us is used for the highest and best purposes possible.
Fantastic. Final thoughts here. We got just a minute or two, but as you take it over as the executive director now, you get your feet under you.
Yes.
What are some of your goals for the next year, 5 years, whatever the case may be? What's top of mind for you? What do you want to get done as you lead Farm Rescue?
Yeah, at the very center of my goals is how do we continue to serve more farm and ranch families? That's it. When we do that, good things happen. I'm also, of course, interested in finding ways that we can earn more donors. It's businesses, it's individuals, it's anyone and anyone, everyone and anyone who wants to support farm and ranch families. And then we love volunteers. Many of our volunteers currently are retirees themselves. They're retired farmers. though there's no such thing as a retired farmer. They make their way to us. We always need a fresh pipeline of people with technical skills on equipment, driving trucks, or just with an interest to get back to the farm community.
Well, great stuff. Again, for folks, I know they could see you guys here at the show, so give us the lot number and then the website one more time.
Yeah, it's booth 1310, and the website is farmrescue.org.
1310, if you're going to be at the Farm Progress Show this week. Otherwise, again, farmrescue.org for more information. And if you or someone in need or know someone in need experiencing a crisis on the farm, Farm Rescue is a great organization to reach out to. Nate Clark, Executive Director for Farm Rescue. Nate, thanks for being with us here at the Farm Progress Show. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and thanks also, Jesse, for using some of your time and your voice to get our message out.
Absolutely. All right, coming up next here on AOA, we will continue our coverage of the Farm Progress Show. We'll talk more with our friends at AGI from Booth 1034. Back with more on Agriculture of America right after this.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-760-9937. That's 800-760-9937. 800-760-9937.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Milk markets were mixed with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, September milk up 1 to 22.55, October down 21 to 22.84, November down 14 to 22.12, December milk up a cent to 20.93. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live and feeder cattle markets mostly higher on the day as the live cattle and feeder cattle markets continue to inch closer to their 100-day moving averages. Higher box beef prices also helping most of the live and feeder cattle contracts on the day. Meanwhile, the hog market's mostly higher as well as the pork cutout values were up 3 cents, that helping to support the hog market. August live cattle up $1.57 to $185.17. September feeder cattle up 57 cents to $241.92. October hogs up $1.67 to $82.07. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly higher with a broader risk on type of trade on the day. Now, weekly crop progress reports were a little bit lower than expected, along with some sales of 127,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico for new crops supporting the markets as well. Wheat markets also moving mostly higher as the trade looks to ease oversold conditions. New crop 25 corn up 4.25 to 434.25. New crop 25 beans up 4.25 to 1034.5.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
and helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compure Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compure.com. Compure Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Keeping America's farmers and ranchers informed. AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA, Agriculture of America. Sun is out at the Farm Progress Show here in Boone, Iowa. First day of the three-day show at the Central Iowa Expo. We are with our friends at AGI, Lot 1034. If you're going to be coming to the show, swing on by here and check out some of the different products that they have, grain bins, and so many things available. It's really good stuff here. So lots of stuff to be seen here. Joining us now is we're going to be talking a little bit more about some of their new products here, and we're going to talk about a pre-cleaner for mixed flow dryers. Joining us now, Jeff Cruzen, AGI Business Development, Specialty Dryer Storage and Conditioning. Jeff, thanks for being with us. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Jesse. Thank you for the invitation to talk with you this morning.
Absolutely. We got a new thing to talk about, a pre-cleaner for mixed flow dryers. Tell me about it.
Well, we introduced the pre-cleaner back in January of 24, and really what the pre-cleaner is designed to do is to eliminate any particulate that goes or comes into the dryer with the grain. And one of the advantages of that is we're trying to eliminate any particulate that might come out of the dryer during the drying process. So it's gained a lot of momentum, a lot of excitement for us right now.
Well, taking a look at, and I know you guys have done so many great innovations and new products. So, you know, how does this work? What is a pre-cleaner? How does this work? Give us some details.
So a pre-cleaner is not a new device to the industry. There are several pre-cleaners out on the market today. What makes ours a little different is the fact that we have built it right into the receiving inlet of the dryer. So it's not going to add any additional height to the dryer. That's a big advantage. So you don't have to change any of your filling system or anything like that with the dryer. So what it does, as the material comes in, or the grain, is going to go across kind of a baffle system that's going to move the grain back and forth, fluffs it up, and a little airflow is going across it. It's removing or sucking out some of that material that's light and free and can be removed.
Well, thinking about this, so this is an optional attachment. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes, it is an option that you can choose to put on. And it's also an option if you presently own a dryer and would like to add this, you are more than happy to do so.
Well, thinking about this, why would a farmer want a pre-cleaner? I mean, let's talk about that. I mean, what's the value? I think everyone wants to know that ROI, that return on investment.
Yep. Well, two things. Mixed flow dryers, which is what we sell, is not a new concept or drying process. Mixed flow dryers, and this is pretty much a blanket statement for anybody in the industry who builds a mixed flow dryer, they have a tendency to have more material come out of the dryer. So that's one of the key components that the farmers say, hey, mixed flow, I like it. I like the process, like the concept, but it's allowing too much particulate to leave the dryer. Makes my grain site a little bit dirtier than normal. So what we're doing is we're helping them eliminate some of that dirtiness coming out of the dryer. And like I said, this is not a concept or new to the industry. And it's a blanket statement for about every mixed flow dryer out there.
Well, I think it's a good time to bring up the mixed flow dryer. So over the past few years, I know the mixed flow has gained some popularity out there. Why is that, Jeff?
Well, a couple things. It's quality of grain that's going to be coming out of the dryer. We'll have farmers that will tell us that the drying process with a mixed flow is actually going to improve their test weight coming out of the dryer. So here again, you talk about the ROI. If you get a little more test weight, you've got more product to sell, you're going to gain a little more income on that product on the out. So the mixed flow itself, the process of it is that we have a heat duct, we have an air duct, and when the material flows down through, the triangles do three things. They deliver the heat, they exhaust the moisture, but it also keeps the grain from becoming tightly compacted in the grain column. So what does that mean? That means less airflow has to be utilized and or heated up to dry that grain. So that, again, is another return on your investment with the dryer.
Well, and thinking about, you know, the ROI, energy efficiency, mm-hmm. I have to think that's a big key as well.
It is right now. Mixed flow dryers over a standard screen dryer, which is what everybody's familiar with today, you're looking at about a 25 to maybe 30% improvement or reduction in drying costs because of the concept.
That's huge.
It is huge right now.
I think about this, especially with, we talked about it and we've been talking about it, the way the ag economy is. I think a lot of farmers are going to be very particular on anything new that they add to their operation as we kind of readjust, so to speak.
Yes.
I think that's the big thing. I think that's a better way to put it than saying a down cycle. So looking at ROI, some of these products like mixed flow dryer or the new pre-cleaner, things like right. that could help make your operation efficient is where I think it could be a really great great avenue for farmers to take here, Jeff.
Well, and I would agree with your comments there. You know, with the mixed flow dryer and the return on your investment, the improved efficiency that you're going to gain over a standard screen dryer, farmers need to be taking a serious look at this. And honestly, that's what's driving the mixed flow market right now. REAP grants are the other thing that is improving on that. Or I should say improving, but it's benefiting. Guys can take a look at going after the REAP grant, and then it's much, I'm going to say it's, with the mixed flow, it's going to be a little easier process than mm-hmm. with a screen dryer.
We're talking with Jeff Cruz at AGI Business Development here at the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa. Let's talk storage and conditioning. What are farmers wanting there? What are they looking for on that side?
As far as the storage side, well, right now the big question is, do I have enough storage on my farm? You know, under the conditions that we're into right now with commodity prices, grain is not getting delivered as it normally would this time of year. So we're coming into harvest, and storage is going to be a little tight for a lot of clients out there right now.
Well, and I think about that. Yeah, that's a good point. Storage is going to be a little bit tight. So what should farmers be considering here? Is they're thinking about, you know, future storage, site improvements, getting through this fall, et cetera, looking at next year. What's top of mind, Jeff?
Well, right now it's understanding what your storage capabilities are, what you have on site, and can you hold all the grain that you want to hold on a normal, typical harvest for you? If not, you need to be talking to your dealers. The only problem we're running into right now, harvest is just around the corner. This is not something that can happen quickly. So you need to be talking to your local dealer, find out what their capabilities are. Can they get additional storage up for you before, say, the end of harvest for you?
What is happening in terms of the latest products from AGI in terms of storage, aeration, bin accessories? Anything new there?
Well, we've had a change a little bit. We're now going to a 4-inch corrugation for our sidewall sheets. We've had that. It's nothing new to us, but we're bringing that product more to the U.S. market than what it has been in the past.
Well, I think about these products and more, and of course, something we talked about earlier is reviewing, repairing, make sure everything is up to date, and I think that's a big aspect to talk about from your perspective here on the storage side and more, because harvest is right around the corner, Jeff.
It's
important to make sure things are in proper working order now.
Right now is the time that you need to be walking around your facility, evaluating, turning components off, whether it's your fill system, your takeaway system, your whole site. You need to be testing to make sure that everything is proper working condition. The last thing you want to do the day you start is start flipping switches and you have problems. That's not what you want to have happen.
No, it's not what you want to have happen. It is definitely, it's something that once things happen like that, and we know, you know, parts, components over time, over years, things got to get
repaired.
Buttoned up and repaired. And so it's important to do that now while you have a little bit of time, because once those combines start rolling and you're getting equipment out in the field and you're trying to get things off the field and into the storage, there's not as much time, is there,
Jeff? No, they're not. We also understand during the heat of the battle, and truly it is a heat of the battle, the nerves become a little wrecked, and there's a sense of urgency. And that's why we can't stress enough, make sure before harvest you're doing an overall review of your facility. It's just like when you prepare your combine for harvest. You're going to go through it from inside out. You're going to talk to your local dealer. And we can't stress that enough as well, as talk to your local dealer. If you have questions about your facility or your operation, talk to them, invite them out, go through it real quick. They're busy as well, just like you, but it's well worth the time and energy to do so.
Jeff, we got about a minute and a half here. Any last thoughts, anything we haven't touched on from your side? Think of dryers, storage, conditioning, et cetera?
No, honestly, if you've got questions about AGI products, reach out to us. Reach out to a local dealer. We're more than happy to assist you with your grain handling system, and we're more than happy to answer questions in preparing for harvest. So reach out to us.
And I know that folks can contact their local dealer, representative online as well. A lot of great ways to get in touch, right, Jeff?
Exactly.
And I believe aggrowth.com.
Yep, exactly.
I got it right. Aggrowth.com for more information. Well, Jeff, again, I know you guys have a lot of great products on display here at the show. Lot 1034, people are stopping by, and they can grab one of you guys here during the show and take a look at. You guys have quite an impressive setup here this year, Jeff.
Yeah, well, thank you. One of the things I want to stress to the farmers, guys, be safe this fall. Have a great harvest. It looks like we're going to have a pretty good crop to harvest this fall. But whatever you do, be safe. Take time. Don't rush. Just be safe, and let's get through this harvest.
Absolutely. Absolutely. With that, Jeff Cruz in AGI Business Development. Jeff, thanks for being with us here on AOA today. It's good to talk with you. I'd appreciate the time.
All right. Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate it.
We're not done here from the Farm Progress Show. We'll be back, and we're going to talk with Aaron Squires, Territory Manager for AGI Digital. Talk about some of their specialty in the bin monitoring technology and more. They have a lot of products on the tech side of the equation as well. So we're going to talk to her and continue our coverage from the Farm Progress Show here in Boone, Iowa, on the way right after the break.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available, designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152. 800-707-6152.
This is the famous footwear that makes us actually want to go back to school. With the newest styles from all your favorite brands, like Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Converse, New Balance, Birkenstock, and more. You'll find everything kids want, all at prices parents can appreciate. Because you don't have to overspend to make it famous. Famous Footwear even has fit experts in store to make sure you get the right size every time. So for the perfect fit, make it famous. Plus, right now, buy one, get one half off when you shop your local Famous Footwear or famous.com. Some exclusions apply.
Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it up on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough with the phones already. Put them down and pay attention, or pay the price. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Around the table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, Dan Hartjes, a transportation safety specialist with CHS, will talk about fuel safety. Dan, most farmers and ranchers handle fuel each day on their operations. What are some elements of fuel safety that they may not realize?
Diesel fuel has a flash point of 125 degrees versus gasoline has a flash point of negative 45 degrees. So gas vapors, much like propane would, are heavier than air. And when you pour gasoline, those fumes kind of shroud whatever it is you're pouring it into. If that ignites, it brings the flame right back to the container that you're pouring from. And that container will act like a vacuum. It just pulls the flame right up into the container, causes an uncontrollable combustion, basically exploding the container.
Dan, what are some key tips for handling fuel safely?
Static electricity should be considered. I would put portable containers on the ground, not in your pickup if you're at the fueling station, to fill those up. Keep the nozzle against the container. Touch the container as you pull the nozzle away from the filler. This prevents the static buildup that will occur. Otherwise, when you break that connection between the nozzle and the filling point, a spark can occur, of course, igniting the gasoline fumes.
Are there equipment upgrades that can improve safety when handling fuel?
I would invest in PVC or some type of similar chemical glove. I would also install and certainly don't remove any flame arresters for gas cans. This screen that you might be familiar with seeing basically interrupts any sort of flame if it were to occur. I would upgrade fuel hoses to a bonding fuel hose. That's a wire that goes from the tank to the nozzle. So when you touch the nozzle to your container to be filled or your piece of equipment, it dissipates the static.
Thank you for joining us around the table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-320-1993. That's 800-320-1993. 800-320-1993.
Informing America's farmers and ranchers, AOA. Now back to Jesse Allen.
And welcome back to AOA as we continue here live at the Farm Progress Show, wrapping up our conversations this morning with AGI. Lot 1034, swing on by and see them if you're going to be here at the show this week. Joining us now, let's talk about Bins with Brains. Aaron Squires is with us, Territory Manager for AGI Digital. And Aaron, it's good to see you again. We talked at Commodity Classic, and crazy to think how feels like it was just yesterday is the last time we talked.
I know it. That's exactly how it feels. It's pretty crazy how time flies when you're having fun, right?
Exactly. So. Exactly. Well, thinking about Bins with Brains, yeah. I know commodity prices have pulled back. That's been a tough conversation. A lot of challenges there with storing grain, maintaining grain quality over a longer period of time. And I know that's where you come in. Uh-huh. As I know AGI is on a mission to help farmers kind of take control over their stored grain with the brains in the bin. So talk about, what does AGI mean by putting brains in bins?
Right. So when we're talking about the brains in the bin, what we're saying is that, you know, farmers nowadays have technology pretty much all over their farm, whether they know it or not. And so when it comes to grain bins, that's where that technology isn't existent. And so what we're trying to do is get the point across that at the end of the day, you work so hard in the field, you know, whatever it may be, and then you store grain into the bin and have no ability to know what's going on. So what we're trying to say is, you know, we've got Bin Manager, which is, you know, our sensor technology that we have, cables. And so what we want everybody to understand is that not to be afraid, right? Let's put the brains in the bin and let's do the work, not you.
Definitely. Well, talk about, as you put those brains in the bin, how does it work? What role does it play with fans and heaters, things like that? So talk about how this all works.
Absolutely. So when we're talking about Bin Manager, so it is a cellular-based technology. And so we are linked up. We get our power source from the fans. And what's going to happen is, based on the productivity outside of the weather, what's going to happen is these fans are going to kick on and do the work for you. So we're going to read the weather that's going on outside and be able to know when to run the fans at the best time so that, one, you're not wasting energy, and two, we're just taking the guesswork out of it for you.
So talk about AGI Bin Manager, you know, and I know that's one of the big things. And we talked about this last time you and I spoke at Commodity Classic. I mean, thinking about the importance, the ROI, the value, why is this all so important?
Absolutely. So again, this goes back to the biggest, where we see the most ROI is going to be soybeans, right? Because what we're going to do is we're going to hydrate. So year after year, what I'm seeing is 9% beans that's coming in. And the amount of money that's lost just in that weight. So what's going to happen are these fans are going to kick on. We're going to blow in the moisture that's needed and, you know, be able to, you know, turn around this entire process of 9% and go to 13.5, whatever we're needing. And we're going to use Mother Nature for that. And so that's where, you know, at the end of the day, we want to make sure that the ROI, you're going to get that. Not only one, you can see what's going on with corn, but we're also going to hydrate with beans.
Definitely. Definitely. When I think about all the way technology has evolved, you know, digital sensors, real-time monitoring, you know, getting all this information from AGI Bin Manager inside your bin, right to your phone.
Oh, yeah.
Or your laptop or whatever the case is. You're not having to constantly go check things manually. You could be away on vacation with the family.
Absolutely.
And check on the condition of your stored grain.
Absolutely.
And that's super important, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the best way I like to think of, you know, Bin Manager is you're going to take money and you're going to put it in a bank account. You're going to want to know what's going on with your bank account. That's exactly where Bin Manager comes into play. That becomes now your visibility to know what's going on. I mean, you're dealing with living organisms. So anything can happen, moisture fronts, anything. So that's where, you know, Bin Manager is just, it's been a great piece of technology that AGI has picked up because at the end of the day, you're knowing what's going on in your bank account.
Thinking about this too, I mean, with all this technology, you know, the things that are needed to achieve good stored grain condition, especially if we're storing grain for months on end, you know, on the farm. I mean, talk about that aspect and some of the things that are truly, really needed to get good stored grain.
For sure. So kind of like what you were just talking about, the biggest thing is a lot of farmers today have grain still in the bin from last year. And so it's such a risky, you know, maneuver that you can do to leave grain in the bin not knowing what's going on. So, you know, again, that's where we want to make sure that everybody understands not only is it just the, you know, knowing what's going on inside the bin, but the safety aspect is huge to keep you out of the grain bin and not knowing, you know, keeping you on the ground. Let the system do the work for you.
Absolutely. We got a little over a minute here. So thinking about, what is the first step farmers need to take to put brains in bins? Talk about this a little bit, Aaron.
Absolutely. So I work alongside my dealers. And so what's going to happen is the biggest thing is we're going to go on site. We're going to measure out your bins. We're going to see, you know, first of all, we're going to run an aeration model because CFM is a huge factor, like we were talking with the fans. We want to know how your setup is to not only be able to reach that target, but be able to do that in the most efficient way. Because if you've got a target that you're trying to hit, maybe it's December, maybe it's March, whatever it may be, we want to have that conversation and make sure that everything, not only is the fans the ability, you know, have the ability to reach that target, but also heaters, we want to take a look at all of that as well. But our dealers and myself, we come out and we take a look at all that for you.
Can folks see the Bin Manager here at the Farm Progress Show?
Absolutely, they can. And I would love for them to come by and see us so that we can just, that's free, right?
Yeah.
There's nothing to that. So they don't have to pay for that. They get to come out and take a look and, you know, see the team.
1034 is the lot where AGI's at. You can't miss them. All the bins and more are on display here at Aaron. If folks can't make it to the show for some reason, what's the best way to learn more about AGI Bin Manager?
So go to www.agrowth.com.
aggrowth.com. Yeah. You heard it there. Aaron Squires, Territory Manager for AGI Digital. Great to talk with you again. Thanks for being with us here today.
You as well. Always a pleasure.
Fantastic. And that's going to do it for our program here today with our friends at AGI at the Farm Progress Show. And thanks to them for the hospitality and having us here. We will be back tomorrow with more coverage from the Farm Progress Show. Day number two, we'll be sitting down with our friends at BASF. For now, though, we're out of time. I'm Jesse Allen. Thanks for listening to AOA, Agriculture of America. Have a great rest of your day. Join us the first Wednesday of every month on AOA for the latest episode of The Monthly Grind with our friends at the National Corn Growers Association. We'll discuss the latest topics surrounding the corn industry, the relationships between corn and other parts of the agricultural supply chain, the newest initiatives and partnerships from NCGA's Market Development Action Team, and much more. That's the first Wednesday of every month for The Monthly Grind on AOA. It's a show you don't want to miss.
Make sure to subscribe to the Market Talk YouTube channel. You can watch our latest interviews with top market analysts in the country, find bonus content, and much more. It's easy. Just go to youtube.com/@MarketTalkAg and hit the subscribe button. Or you can search for Market Talk Ag on YouTube.
Get the latest bonus interviews, exclusive content, and more with the American Ag Today podcast. Just search for American Ag Today and give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-2707.